The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the new HSE protocol hopes to tackle long waiting lists for assessments of need for autistic people. However, the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland has several significant concerns and say they will not endorse the new protocol. We have Dr. Patricia Byrne from the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland with us to tell us more. Patricia, why are you opposed to this new HSE protocol?
So the college has several concerns in relation to the protocol, which we've been consistent in advising the HSE and continue to have on its current format as presented last week. And our concerns relate to a number of areas. They relate to the proposed new Tier 1 shortened or abridged assessments. We have concerns about resourcing. We have concerns about the significant potential impact on service delivery of diverting assessment from current assessment need to already overwhelmed other services. And we've lots of concerns as well about the lack of an adult autism assessment service, which is also included in the protocol without adequate resourcing.
Okay. So who currently does the assessment?
So currently at this time, if a young person is suspected of having a diagnosis of autism, the primary way is to be referred to the Assessment of Need service, which is enshrined as a legal right for people under our legislation, and this should be provided within 6 months.
Okay.
But however, the service has been completely overwhelmed by chronic lack of resourcing over the last number of years.
Okay, sorry, Patricia. I mean, literally, who does it, though? Who actually provides the assessment? What profession does it at the moment?
So the Assessment of Need service is generally staffed by multidisciplinary professionals. So you may have a psychologist, speech and language therapist, occupational therapist who provide those assessments. And it may be a mixture of those depending on a young person's presenting needs.
Okay, so what's different with the new protocol then?
Protocol proposes that the assessment process will now happen wherever a young person presents, be it in primary care, be it in mental health services, or if they are already involved in disability services. It proposes that a shortened, abridged assessment may be used to diagnose autism, and we have concerns on this on two areas. The shortened and abridged assessment moves away from using standard validated instruments, which are generally used in order to ensure reliable diagnosis and accuracy. And in fact, research shows that when you use a validated instrument, you're not only more likely to get a correct diagnosis, but waiting lists are shorter. And we have significant concerns about the implications of using a shortened piece. The second area is it's proposing that these concerns are being moved into a different part of the service. This would make a lot of sense if we were in a service that had capacity in other services. However, we know that the current wait list in order to see a primary care psychologist, who would be the main people who might do a single assessment for autism, is currently somewhere up to 8 years or even 10 years in parts of the country. So moving on from one area to another is not going to address the deficits and in the needs.
Okay, so sorry, at the moment, is it you guys, is it psychiatrists that do the assessment?
Generally, psychiatry do not do assessments for autism. Autism is not a mental health disorder. It is a neurodivergence, a difference in a way a person experiences the world. And it is primarily the remit of the disability services. At times, if a young person is presented to a mental health service and is in treatment for complex mental health needs, we may consider doing an assessment in order to clarify needs. But this would be in a rare occasion where it's needed in order to understand complex and severe mental health needs, which is the remit of the college, the remit of psychiatry services, both adult mental health services or child and adolescent mental health services.
The HSE has said in a statement that the concerns concerns raised by the college's psychiatrists will be addressed by the recruitment of in-reach teams in the health regions. Each team will have a psychologist, an occupational therapist, speech and language therapist, and an administrator. These teams will work to upskill autism assessment competency and confidence across all community teams to ensure inclusive practice, access and sustainability when supporting autistic people. 11 teams will be recruited this year and 9 more in 2027. That sounds like a pretty good system to me.
The system of recruiting additional resources is very welcome. However, these resources are designed then to upskill, which means that the skills are not presently in areas that they're going into, services to do assessments in services that are already overwhelmed. So all that additional resources would be very welcome if it was put into the area of demand here in relation to assessment. However, if the piece is there that, let's say, for example, a primary care psychology team, which has a 6 to 8 year wait list, is now going to be upskilled to take on additional resources, it doesn't matter how many, three people is not going to advise that get that team to be able to take on that additional capacity.
Okay.
We also have concerns in that none of these teams have been recruited. And we have worked in a system over several years where since COVID, disability teams were lost significant amounts of staffing. An attempt at an abridged assessment for autism was used, which was later reviewed and struck down by the courts as not meeting the requirements for an assessment of need under legislation. And there's been continuous recruitment embargoes and bans, which has prevented planned and promised recruitment and increased within community services.
Clearly, there isn't going to be a recruitment embargo if they're saying they are going to to recruit these teams, 11 this year and 9 more in 2027.
One would hope so, but I've certainly lived in
they've stated 11 teams will be recruited this year. I mean, is that a bit of a straw man argument?
I don't think so. I've worked in the HSC where there's been a lot of proposals for increased resources, and they have not occurred due to recruitment embargoes, pay and number, and the HSC is currently on a moratorium of increase.
Okay.
I also have concerns about the fact that the protocol will again be moving into action prior to the recruitment of these teams for both supporting the primary care and disability teams. And it reports that there is no clarity in relation to the resourcing for the adult assessment services.
So you guys, as far as I can understand, were among the people consulted in by the HSE in relation to developing the autism protocol. Were you not listened to, or how would you like the system to be different? I'm not trying to be smart or anything. I'm really confused as to what exactly the problem is.
Yes, I do appreciate that.
Probably a lack of expertise on my part, or lack of understanding about what that process is.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. So we went to meetings where information about the proposed protocol was presented. The college then advised of their concerns, both in writing. We went to a series of meetings to advise of our concerns. And at this stage, many of our concerns remain outstanding, which we are highlighting at this time. So we have communicated, we have provided feedback, but we have not. But there are still ongoing concerns which we are highlighting.
And I have to ask this question. And I genuinely, I'm not trying to be leading, and I don't know the answer to this. I mean, is this the College of Psychiatrists in Ireland looking after its own patch?
No, this is about getting the right service for young people and services. Our concerns are, if young people are not getting an appropriate, valid assessment, there is a risk of harm. There could be misdiagnosis, or else young people who are autistic cannot truly understand themselves, which is very important. There is a concern that already overwhelmed services will become more overwhelmed by moving this demand. So it's really important. We are there to advocate for good practice, for evidence-based practice and to try and support autistic people. There's a very high, it's a complex disorder, it's a high rate of co-occurrence of mental health disorders, and we will continue to advocate for them.
Okay, all right. Listen, thank you indeed for joining us. Dr. Patricia Berndair, Chair of the Faculty of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland. And we might try and follow up with the HSE and put those concerns to them in the coming days. But thank you, Dr. Byrne, for talking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.